Okay, today's daf is Kedusha daf Ayin Vav, and we are on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. It's moving, right? It's okay. Ayin Hey Amid Beis. So we are, if you remember, we're discussing the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who said on Ayin Hey Amid Aleph that a Kusi that marries should not marry a Kusis. Why is that? So we are up to the fourth interpretation of that. Why is that? So Ella, we had in the middle of the daf that when Ravin came, he said the name of Chibar Abba Amar Yochanan, or the name of Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Chanina, or the name of Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, in the name of Rav Shua Ben Levi. So one of those, we have about 10 lines up from the bottom on Ayin Hayim Abayis. Shalosh Machlokos Bedavar. There are really three opinions about the thing. What thing? So we'll go with Rashi's pshat here, and that is three opinions about the following psukim. What exactly is the pshat? Rabbi Yishmael Tzavar, the first pshat is, the psukim we're going to describe that Kohanim intermarried, got mixed up with the Kusim. That's what the Gemara is going to, the Pasuk is going to describe. So what exactly is the Pasuk trying to tell us? So Rabbi Yishmael holds Kusim Geri Arayosim, that Kusim, the Kusim are Geri Arayos. Again, the Kusim were from the nation that was put into Eretz Yisrael by Melech Ashur, and Hashem sent the lions there to scare them, and they quote-unquote converted. The question is, as a machlokas in a few places in Shas, was that a true conversion? Was that Geri Arayos, considered a conversion of the lions, and therefore we don't consider it to be a true conversion, or Geri Emes, or it's a true conversion, it might have been motivated improperly, but ultimately they converted, you know, ultimately they converted with Kabbalah's mitzvahs, right? It relates to what we do have in Maseches Yevamos. So that was, we had a discussion. If anybody converts l'shem because they want to get married, if somebody converts l'shem any other reason, so the motivation might not be so pure, but l'maisa, we end up saying that if the conversion is done completely, so then it counts. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that if the Kusim originally never accepted, they were Geri Arayos, meaning, so the Kusim are Gayim. And the Kohanim that got mixed up in them were Pasul Kohanim. That's what the Pasuk is describing, says Rabbi Yishmael. It was Pasul Kohanim that intermarried with Kusim who were not really Jewish anyway. Shenemar, and what's the Pasuk? Vayasu lahem miksosam Kohanim bamos. And Vayasu lahem made for them and mixed in them from their kitsos, from their edges, were Kohanim bamos, were the Kohanim of the bamos. What's kitzosam? From the thorns of the am, meaning from the pasul of the am, umishamachi paslinu. And because of this, the kusim were nifsal. Rashi explains, and other Rishonim explained, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, it doesn't really matter that the Kohanim were psula married in. The ikar is that the kusim were Geri Arayos. Since the kusim were not Jewish, that's why they are considered pasul in terms of marrying them. That is the first interpretation of the pasuk. So by the way, the only machlokas between machlokas hanam about geir rice, geir emes, is only then. Nowadays, the Gemara describes that b'sman hazeh they're vada geirim gemurim, because they found a demosiona, they found an avodah zara on their mountain. So now everybody agrees that no matter what originally occurred in terms of the kusim, nowadays we treat them as goyim gemurim. Is that total, or is that only l'chumra? That's a machlokas achronim. The Shach and Yaradeya seems to say that we treat them as non-Jews, l'kula or l'chamra, period. Period, it doesn't matter, meaning if a kuzi gets married, it could be we wouldn't require them to give a get, because we treat him as a non-Jew, l'kula also. And other achronim say maybe we don't go that far. Maybe only l'chumra we would treat them as non-Jews, but l'kula, if we would know who a kuzi was today, l'kula, maybe we wouldn't go that far. Okay, that's the first opinion in the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Kusim were Geri Arayos. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Kusim Geri Emes. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Kusim were Geri Emes, meaning originally when they converted, maybe the motivation was not full and true, but they accepted totally, Geri Emes. But, the Hakonim Shenitmu Mahen Konim Ksherim Hayu. And even the Konim they married in were Kosher Konim. So what's the problem with them? They were Jewish. The Kohanim that intermarried with them were Jewish at that time. Shenemar v'yasula miksosam kohanei bamos. V'yamar abar b'chana amar b'yochanan min, see on the side, it changes it, min ha-katsinim shabam, from the officers, from the best of the am married in. So the Kohanim that married in were wonderful, and the Kusim were themselves Jewish. So what's the problem? The elam b'pnei ma'asrum, so why would there be an isser in terms of the Kusim? Shem b'pnei, the following halacha. Shahayu miyabimim es ha'arusos, upotrin es anasuos. We know the halacha is by Yibam. If Reuven's brother dies, if Shimon dies, it doesn't matter if he had Erisin or Nisuin to his wife. Yibam, the chiv of Yibam, kicks in no matter what. Even if there was only Erisin. Erisin, we know, is not engagement. It's the first stage of a Jewish marriage. If a woman has Erisin, the Jewish marriage is Erisin and then Nisuin. So after Erisin, she's already married. She's an Eishes Ish. She's Mezana. Then she's a Chiyah Misa. She needs a get if she wants to break up the marriage. So the halach is, even after Erisin, Yibam kicks in. That's what we paskin. But the Kusim, Darshin, the opposite of what you would have thought. The only time Yibam kicks in is only by Erisin. But if the brother was really fully married, so then there's no Zika, and then the brother, the wife, let's say Shimon's wife, Shimon died, Shimon's wife can marry whoever she wants. My darshi, what are they darshin? They darshin the pasuk in Kisei, say, Losia Eishes Hameis Achutz al Ishzar. Literally, the Eishes Hameis should not go out to anybody, to an Ishzar. That's the pasuk that teaches me the Isra of Yevam al Ashuk. But they darshin like this, Hach the Yasva Chutza, he Losia al Ishzar. That woman would sat outside, meaning that was not fully married to the brother, so Losia, she has an Isra to being to an Ishzar, she is the Chiv of Yibam. Aval Hach the Lo Yasva Chutza, the one that didn't sit Chutz, meaning the one that was fully married, Tila Ishzar, that she can be and is allowed to be to an Ishzar even without Yibam. So they darshan that Yivam Lashuk is only an Isser and the Chiv Yibam only kicks in after by Erisin and not by Yisuin. Why should that be? Right, it's not logical. They're just darshaning the Pasuk. For Rabbi Akiva Latayme, and just add on one more factor, and Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva, he goes according to his reasoning, to Amar Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Lavin. He holds this Mamzeris just for Mechayve Lavin. So therefore, Yivam Lashuk, they're violating, they, the Kusim, believe that if she's Nisuin, if she's a Nisua, she does not have a Chiv of Yibam, so therefore she marries whoever she wants. So she violates an Isser Chayve Lavin, so it's Mamzeris from that halacha, from that mitzias. And that's why Kusim are Asurim, because we're choshesh that there is a Mamzer amongst them. There's a Mamzer amongst them. That is number two. That's number two out of Darshan the Pasuk. I didn't mention it, I'll mention it now. The Ritva says all of these three are not just giving Shana the Pasuk, but all of these three maybe are additional reasons why Rabbi Elazar says originally, Kusi Luisa Kusis. That's the Ritva's interpretation. You have to work out how it works into the whole Gemara, the continuation. But, well, again, like I said, we're just going with Rashi's pshat, that there's three interpretations of this Pasuk. The third one, right now, is going to be one that's important for us. The third one is going to be, according to Rashi, this is why the Gemara brought this in, because the following one is going to be a reason for Rabbi Elazar. Originally, he says, Kusi lo yisa kusis. Remember, the reason is, number one, maybe because we treat him like a ger after 10 generations, so that didn't work. Maybe, second day it was, maybe they hold Geri Arayos and Akum ve'evet abal basis olavad mamzer. That also didn't work. We tried that twice. Then we try number four. We're about to try here. The Yesh Omrim, third pshat of what the pshat of the pasuk is, which Rashi quotes. V'yesh Omrim, the third line in Rashi, Hainu Rebbe Eliezer. This is Rebbe Eliezer's sheet to this Yesh Omrim, as we'll see in the Gemara. Lefi she'ein bekiyin b'tikduke mitzvos. Why? Because they're not careful about the specifics in mitzvos. That's why you can't marry the Kusim. Man Yeshomrim, who is this Yeshomrim? Amrev Idi Baravin, Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rebbe Eliezer, our own Rebbe Eliezer, who's talking in the Kusim, but also in general, he says you can't rely on the Kusim by mitzvahs. Titania, as the Brisa says, Matzah's Kusi Muteres. Matzah that a Kusi bakes is mutter for me to eat on Pesach, meaning I'm not worried that it has chametz in it. And for Adam Yosi by the Chavasa by Pesach. Not only that, but I can use it to be Yosi Mechiv on Pesach. Meaning, not only does it not have chametz, but pashtus, it's shmura, right? Which we'll talk about that in a minute. But you can use it for your matzah mitzvah on the first side of Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer, Oser, Rabbi Eliezer says, argues no. Why? If he should eat bekin b'tikduke mitzvos, because they're not careful by tikduke mitzvos. Rabbi Shimon. So that is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. They're not bekin. And therefore, it's going to be important for us. Let's finish, and then we'll get to it. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, a third shita. Kol mitzvah shechzika bakusim harbi metaktika bo Yosef Yisrael. You're right. The kusim didn't do a lot of mitzvahs, but any mitzvah that they do much better than the Jews. That's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel shita. The ela ma hachi. So now we get back to explaining. The ela hachi my ain bakiyan. So Rabbi Eliezer says that they're not bakiyan in dikduke mitzvos. So how is that relevant for us? Lefishein bakiyan b'taras kiddushin megerushin. Which mitzvahs are they not Bakianin, Kiddushin Megarishin. So therefore, that leads to Manzira's problems, and that's why this same Rebbe Eliezer holds Kusi Lo Yisa Kusis, because it could be one of them comes from a family that was medaktig, one comes from a family that was not medaktig, one's kosher, one's not kosher, and that's why we say a kusi, can I marry a kusis? Is this a raya to though whether kiddushin is a mitzvah or not? Unclear. It says ein bekindik tikduke mitzvos. They're not medaktik by prati pradim of mitzvos, and they're not baki in Torah's kiddushin v'gerushin. So gerushin is a mitzvah, one of the 613 for sure. What about kiddushin? We discussed the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether kiddushin itself is a mitzvah or just puravu. So maybe you could add this gemara to the list. It sounds a little bit like the Rambam, that kiddushin itself is a mitzvah. But it's not a raya machrachas, but it's just a possibility. So that is the fourth and final approach. What the reason for Rebbe Elazar is. We're going to have two more, but we got to talk first about a couple of issues. First, one note. The Gemara says elsewhere that though kusim might be medaktik in mitzvahs, they're not careful about lifnei iver. Meaning they care what they do, but they don't care what you do. They'll trip you up. So Tosva says, how can you eat their matzah? Even if you want to say they're medaktik, so how can you eat their matzah according to the Tanakh? They're going to give it to you. So they're not medaktik about that. So that's the Tosva's in the end of Tosfos Matzas, last four lines of the top Tosfos, Venira. It's only if the kusi is also at your seder, and he's also eating. But if not, you can't. Right? They don't hold of that halacha. Maybe they hold of the pshuto shemikra. Right? Maybe they hold of the Dator Shemechsav. What's the Pshuto Shemikra? Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Mechshol. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Maybe they hold of that, but they don't hold of Lifnei Iver in general. They don't care about that, so you have to say he's eating with you. Fascinating. I think we discussed in the past the Pshuto Shemikra of that Pasuk. If you look at Rashi on Lifnei Iver Lo Siten Mechshol in Parshas Kedoshim, Rashi quotes, Lifnei Suma Bedavar Al Titein Eitzel Sheino Hogenoslo. If somebody's blind in an area, meaning if somebody doesn't know something, don't give him bad advice. That's what Rashi says. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, why didn't Rashi just say the Pashtus? Rashi always says the Pshat and then the Midrasho. So here Rashi just jumps immediately to giving bad advice. So in the Sefer HaChinuch also, the Minchas Chinuch notes, in Reish Lamed Dalet or whatever, the mitzvah in Reish Lamed Gimel, the mitzvah in Pashtus Kedoshim. Right, so why did the Sefer HaChinuch mention, he always mentions the Pshuto, you can't put a rock in front of somebody who's blind. And then go to the second level of interpretation, and that is giving bad advice. So the Klei Yucker says no. It could be, amazingly, that putting a rock in front of somebody who's blind is not included in the Isser of Lifnei Iver. You're right, he's not a tzaddik. You're right, he's not going to give him after Yonah. You're right, he's not a tzaddik. He might violate other Isurim, like he might violate V'yatzal Recha Kamocha. He might violate Lo Samar Adam Recha, but he's not going to violate Lifnei Iver. Why? Because what's the Pashas of the Pasuk? Aye, isn't it? No. Sefer HaKhalil Yaakov says you have to read the whole Pasuk. Lifnei Iver Lo Sitin Michshol V'yareisa Mi'alokecha Ani Hashem. So what's that end of the pasuk? So Rashi quotes there, even by something that other people might not know is doing an aveira, that you're doing an aveira, Ani Hashem, I know. I know that you're doing an aveira, so don't try to get out of it. So what's that adding? If you put a rock in front of somebody who's blind, that's clearly an aveira. Everybody knows that you're doing something evil, right? So you don't need to erase somebody Elokecha Ani Hashem for that. So it must be, says the Klei Yucker, that the pashtus of the pasuk is giving bad advice. Because there, nobody knows. Right, you want to buy the house. You're going to convince the guy not to get buy the house so you can buy the house. Nobody knows what your intentions are. So that's where the pashas of the of Lifnei Iver is. Not what we would have thought. Obviously, you know, it's usser, but it just might not be included in Lifnei Iver. But either way, the Tosfos here says the kusav are choshesh on Lifnei Iver, and therefore you have to say he's eating the matzah with you. Okay, next. The other issue that comes up here is Shmur Matzah. So the first opinion, again, not like Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion says you're allowed to eat the matzah of a kusi, and you're allowed to eat it Pesach night. Rashi says here, which is going to be Rashi Lashitaso, V'adam Yotziba, in the middle of that Rashi says, D'bematzas mitzvah be'inon shimur l'shem matzah. Rashi says, for matzah's mitzvah, for the matzah that you use for the mitzvah, you need shimur. It has to be guarded l'shem mitzvah. This is Shitas Rashi here. This is Shitas Rashi elsewhere in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, where Rashi goes, what does it mean shimur matzah? We say shimur matzah. It means guarded for the sake of the mitzvah. That's what shimur matzah means. Right? When does it start? We'll get to that soon. But that's what Rashi holds. The Rambam does not seem to say I have any of that requirement. The Rambam just says shimura shelo yavu l'dei chimutz. So it doesn't become chametz. There's no extra added point of shmur matzah to make positive l'shem mitzvah, like tefillin, like tzitzis. But Rashi says in a number of places, here's one of them. That says mitzvah being in Shimur l'shem mitzvah. They see this Rashi. And where does he get it from? There's a Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim daf lamed ches says that you're not allowed to use chalas todav or kike nazir for matzah. We know when you bring a carbon todav, it's got to be brought with 40 loaves, 30 matzah, and 10 chametz. Right, you give one of it, four types, 10, 10, 10, 10. You give one of each 10 to the Kohen, and the rest you eat. So you're allowed to use those matzahs for Pesach night. Figure, you're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash anyway. It's Erev Pesach, maybe you're bringing a Karban Todah, right? The day before Pesach, so you have matzahs. So you'll double dip, you'll use that for your Seder. You have to buy extra matzahs. You had to bring, or Rikiki Nazir, a Nazir. So you're a Nazir, you have to bring matzahs for you for the Karbanos of Zeris. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to use those matzahs. Why? Ushmartem es ha-matzahs. Matzah ha-mishtameres l'shem matzah. Yatzah sazu, she'en mishtameres l'shem matzah, elo l'shem zevach. It's a beautiful kavana, l'shem karban. You might think it's even greater than matzah. Says the Gemara, no, you can't use it. So, it's a beautiful riot to Rashi. Rashi says it has to be l'shem matzah. L'shem matzah. So this is the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. The Minchas Chinuch says we generally try to be machmer like Rashi. So just like by other mitzvahs, before you type tzitzis, you say l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Before the sofer writes tefillin, l'shem tefillin. Right before that, the sofer always says so too in the factories. Right when you're making the matzahs, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, l'shem mitzvahs matzah. That's what he says in the mitzvah yud where he talks about it. He says, "Imkei mevur according to Rashi, the sarach shimur l'shma v'ukzeres hakasav kamo karbanos v'ksivas haget." Right, you have to have l'shma. He then says, though, what if you have stam das? Let's say you don't have stam, you don't have kavana specifically l'shma. So he says it could be a problem. V'nei mitzad asvar nira the shimur kivan the tzarach l'shma dafka b'mafarish. You have to explicate it. Doesn't mean you have to explicate it every second. It means the beginning of the when you start baking, you got to do it. Avol stam alav l'shma koi ki kama pamim ochal ad matzah below Pesach. Could you eat matzah during the year? It's not nikar, it's not obvious. You might say, by tefillin, you would say stam l'shma, because you don't write tefillin unless you're doing it for a mitzvah. You don't put on tzitzis just for fun, because you like strings hanging down the side of your begadim. But matzah? You'll eat matzah for fun. Right? You'll eat matzah stam, not for the mitzvah. So that's why it could be here that you don't say stam l'shma. Stam l'shma, and therefore, he says you have to be very careful for this lishma. That is the Rashi versus the Rambam. The Ritva im Sachem brings up a dafkamina. The Ritva Pesachim Adaf Mem says, what happens if a Jew is omid al gabav? You have a non-Jew worker, and the non-Jew does everything start to finish. And a Jew is watching. So does that work? So what about other contexts? Could a guy write again with a Jew omid al gabav? Meaning, could a Jew inject the lishma by just standing over him and guarding it that everything's okay? So the Ritva says, l'chora, it's telling us machlokas. If he's like the Rambam, that shmir is just so it doesn't become chametz, that a Jew watching over every second, this should be enough. But if you say it's like Rashi, then it could be that it's not true. It could be that a Jew, right, it could be a big nafkamina. If you have a big factory, a matzah factory, and you want a non-Jew to do part of the work with a Jew watching over, right? So it could be that, according to Rashi, would not be good. That's what the Ritva quotes. Rabbi Hananel, b'tzeko shel goyim shelosh v'arvan goy b'fnei Yisrael. Right, yeah, these doughs that I'm reading the Ritva now, the dough of a guy that was kneaded and mixed by a non-Jew. For Rosh, all you call ma'aseh b'achshar, and the Jew saw he did everything kosher. Ella shaloh hayu shomer b'shas lisha. He didn't watch him earlier. So what does that mean? V'nir midiver Rabbeinu, says the Ritva. Shem amad Yisrael alav v'shar mosel l'shem matzah. It sounds like from Rabbeinu Chananel, says the Ritva, if you watched him from start to finish, so then b'haki sagi. And he says, ani danti l'fnei mori hara'ah. I had a discussion with this in front of my Rebbe, the Ra'ah, who was the supposed author of the Sefer HaChinuch. Devadi afilu Yisrael omid al gabav lo sagi b'hachi. It's still not enough. To call hecha deboy l'shma, goya daiti denafshi avid, v'lo sagi b'Yisrael omid al gabav. Doesn't matter. Just like by get. That's where it fuzzes me. Machmor fashitas Rashi. Right? The shmira means l'shem mitzvah, not just not becoming chametz. V'yav agav degave mila ashkan desagi. Even though by mila you find elsewhere that it is good enough for somebody else to be standing over, shiny mila to stumble l'shma. The ancient tamacher l'ksitas ha'arla. Why else are you cutting off the foreskin? Doing it for the mitzvah, stumble l'shma. Avalisha di isazu, stumble av l'shem pesach kaima, like the Minchas Chinuch said, ubavade de l'gabi Yisrael, kivan de kol de ka'avid, l'pesach ka'avid, zeo kipirish l'shem mitzvah. Fine. So for sure, by a guy doing it, you don't say stumble l'shma, and therefore, it will not be good enough. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, we try to be machmer. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Taf Samach, Sif Gimel,
V'eskimo harbi poskim dafili yisol omer al gaban umashirin shi'chanu v'shem misas matzah gam kein lo mahani. It doesn't help. V'enu yotzi yechavazav avilu b'di'evet. V'yish poskim shebekilim b'omer al gabav v'tov she'yisol b'atmi yisayim gam kein ksas. The Jews should do something also. Okay, and v'dad avilu dasa mekilin, even the ones who are mekil, lo yistavim masha omer lo pamachas kodem asiyah. You can't tell them all the way at the beginning. If a guy is doing it, even according to the Bekilim, you have to tell him constantly. So they're not Mesiach Das. But that is the Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Machlokas HaPoskim. Okay, when do you need to eat Shmur Masa? So, Me'ikar Adin is the first night. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Tafnun Gimel. Back into the back where it's the Shulchan Aruch says matzah's mitzvah, you should be shomer them. So the Mishnah Berurah says rotzel amar hamatzah she'ochlin b'shtei halelos harishonos. Right in Galus, the first two nights l'kayim bohen mitzvahs be'eretoch l'matzos. Rak heim tzrich hashmir yisayir v'lo die that it's just not achshas shchimutz el tzorach shimur yisayir l'shem mitzvahs matzah. Like Rashi, t'chsev v'shmatav hazamatzos. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Maker adin, you only need it the first night, not the rest of the nights. The Aruch HaShulchan explicitly emphasizes this, and he says that you don't need it the other nights. In that same Siman Tafnun Gimel, Avol Masha Ochlin Yemei Pesach Ein Sarach Shmir Klal. You don't need Shmir Matzah the rest of the time. Miyu, he goes to Ron, right? Hanimi B'Matzah's Mitzvah. V'Shar Lechet Shadam Ochlin B'Pesach Lo Boy Shmir L'Shei Matzah El Shei Yodeya B'Vadish Lo Baladei Chimas. You have to know it's not Chametz, but you don't need what we call Shmir Matzah. U'B'Derach Zeh Halchul Kol HaPoskim Arishonim V'Achronim U'L'Fi Zeh Ein Shum Inyan. La achila shmura kol yemei pesach. The shimur eino ela laila rishona. Kavash kasev echad migdoli achronim. That's what he quotes. One he has daiti, and then he quotes one of the achronim. Says eino hein. Okay. Good. Then he quotes. Maybe the Rambam argues, because right, if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the halacha in Perakei Halacha Tes, Amru chachamim tzarach adam lizar bedagin she'ochalim anu. You have to be zahir about the grain that you eat bepesach. Shelo yavo alav mayim achashinikzar shelo yebo shum chimutz. You have to be careful. Without eating a Pesach, no water goes on it, because it has to be Shamur. So it could be the Rambam requires it the whole Yantif. But remember, the Rambam doesn't have Rashi Shmira. The Rambam holds Shmira just because it doesn't become Chametz. So that's much easier. If you say that's what Shmira is, so then it's not a problem. But again, that is, there is a Chumra that some have to have Shmira Matzah the whole Yantif. It's a Chumra. Once you know it's a Hidur, it is not needed, but it may be based on this Rambam. But remember, the Rambam requires the less Shmira, not what Rashi says. Is there a mitzvah to eat matzah after the last day of the first night? After the first night? So most poskim say no, it doesn't mention it, but there's the Gra. Everybody knows the Gra. The Gra, it's also a Chizkuni in Parshas Re'eh. The Gra and the Chizkuni say there's no Chiyuv HaMitzvah the rest of Pesach, but there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. There's a Kiyum HaMitzvah the rest of Pesach. It's recognized by the Torah. The Chizkuni says this on the Pasuk and Parshas Re'eh, he says, Sheishas Yamim Tocha Matzos. Ovayamash V'yatzar Hashem Lekechas. What do you mean Tocha Matzos? So he says, V'chol HaShisha Yamim HaNisharim Misham Ve'elach Tocha Matzos. It's a Kiyam to eat matzah all 7 days. That's what the Grud did. And it's what the Grud in the Maisa Rav, they call it in Simen Kuf Ve'hei. That's what the Grud did. He ate matzah as much as he can. Alright, and that's why they say the Grud had, you generally don't hold like the Rambam. The Rambam holds you have to have Shal Shuras on Yantif. We don't pass on like the Rambam. So, right, we don't have to have Shal Shuras on Yantif, except for the last day of Pesach. The last day of Pesach, Hasidim and Misnagdim both have Sudash al Mashiach. The last day, the Gra wanted to do it to get one more meal with matzah. And but the Maaser Rav quotes that right after Pesach, he went to buy a beer from a guy to make Avdalah on beer, to show that he was only eating the matzah l'shem mitzvah, but right afterwards, he was finished, and then he could go eat the beer, go eat the chametz. Okay, let's continue now. So that's all Shmur Matzah related to the Kusim. So now we're up to those are the first four answers. What, why a Kusi can't marry a Kusis? So now, continuing. Answer number 5. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua. Mamzer Meyachoso, Mamzer Meyashas Ishtis, Arba Wen. No, they have Mamzer mixed up in them. That's why you can't marry them. A Mamzer from a relationship with one sister or from an Eshazach. So the Gemara says, Ma'ka Mashmalan. Yish Mamzer Mechaive Krisus, Nisnichada. Both of these are Chaive Krisus. So what do you have to say both of them for? Right, they have Mamzer mixed in to tell me that this Mamzer from Chayvi Krisus, meaning the middle sheet of what we paskin, that we had yesterday, 2 days ago. There, some say only from Chayvi Mrs. Besdin, some say even from Chayvi Lavin. We paskin the middle just from Chayvi Krisus. So just say one of the two. The Mamzer says you're right, but Mamzer Shoya Kachalia. This is the Metzias. This is what happens. So you're right, there's no Chiddush in saying both, but this is what happened. Number 6, Rava Amar, Eved Veshivcha Nisarvo Bahen. No, it means an Eved and a Shivcha were mixed up in the world of the Kusim. So Yisur, the Gemara says Yisur Mishum Mai Mishum Shivcha. The Yisur is Mishum Shivcha. So Nisni Chada. So again, just say one of them. What do you have to say? Eved Vishivcha. The ultimate problem is Shivcha. So my Shahar Shahar Yekachaya. Again, you're right. That was the story. This relates to what we mentioned a few days ago. Also, the Isur of Shivcha. Shivcha Kanan is to a Jew. Isur Daraisa or Isur Darabanan. So most, we discuss this Daf Samach Tes. Most say it's an Isur Daraisa. And therefore, you have to explain what Reb Tarfon said there. How would we allow a mamzer to marry a Shivcha Kananis if it's an Isur Daraisa? So you have to somehow say, maybe a mamzer is already Kadesh, Kadosh Va'omein. He's not included in the Isur of Lo Yeh Kadesha. So you have to give a pshat. The Rambam, though, says it's an Isur Darabanan. And that's why, Kahai Gavna, to be Matar, your Zera, Lo Gazru. This Gemara kind of sounds like, if that's the Chashash that we're worried about, Pashas, it sounds like a Daraisa. Pashas like Rav Rishon. Okay, next Mishnah. Hanosa Isha Kohenes. So a man is about to marry an Isha Kohenes. What kind of man? So Tosfos says, a Kohen. A Kohen is about to marry a Kohenes, so he's got to do some background checks. Sorach Livdok Achareha Arba Yimoshe In Shmona. He's got to check four of the mothers of this girl, which are really eight, because you have to check the mother of all of these mothers. Ima Ve'emima. You have to check her mother, if she's a Kshera, and the mother of her mother. Ve'ema Viha. And the aim of Ima, her mother's father's mother, Ima, and the mother of her. The aim of Ima, and her father's mother, and the mother of her father's mother. The aim of Ia, and her father's mother, Ima, and also the mother of that woman. So it's really four that are eight. Levia. And what are you checking for? So Rashi used to say you're checking for chashashim of mamzerus. Tosfos says maybe not. Maybe you're checking for halalos. Even though you're checking for some type of soul. Levi of Yisraelis. What if a Kohen is marrying a Levi or Yisraelis? Got to add on one more. Got to add on one more. You got to do all these background checks. We'll see when you have to do these background checks in the Gemara. Ein Botkin. Lo min ha-mizbeach ulamala. If you see a Kohen doing avoda on the Mizbeach, so then you do not have to check. A Kohen would only do the avoda if he was from a Yuchas family. So if you see somebody in her family, you started to check her mother's, and then you found that her father's father or something was serving on the Mizbeach, then you don't have to do any more checks. You can just assume that it is all okay, because the Sanhedrin, as we're going to have later on, check out all the families that serve on the Mizbeach, and therefore if this one is serving, so then we assume that it is a kosher family. So the what does it mean, Mizbeach ulamala? In both the Onim check for the Mizbeach and up. So I saw one of the Achronim suggests, maybe it's ulamala, maybe sometimes you have something more than Mizbeach. Let's say somebody is a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a Balmidos. So that also, if you have that, it must be as good Yichus. That's Lamala. It's even greater than Mizbeach. But Chazanish writes, how could we even check it says, Ech bot kin lo Mizbeach ulo duchon ulo Sanhedrin. Right, we're going to have other cases. Let's just finish first, now I'll read it. V'lo min ha-duchon lamala. You don't check min ha-duchon lamala. What does that mean? If it's a Levi and you see that her family are singers, on the platform, on the Mizbeach also, it must be a Miuchas family. You see one of her family members is in the Sanhedrin. All of those, you don't do any more checks. Because you assume, once this is true, then they're all kosher. So they ask the Chazonish in Simon Aleph, in Evan Ezer, Hilchos Puravu, didn't we have a few times already that you're not allowed to be a Megala? Keep on the Nitzma and Nitzma. Once a Mishpacha got mixed in, it got mixed in. Right? And remember it said before that a person should better be a Nazir and not be Megala? So what are you mixing? And even, says the Chazanish, the Afshu Marsha Lachkar Olav. Let's say he gives you permission. Yeah, go check. So maybe he can't be Mochel. Why can't he be Mochel? Because when you check, you're not just going to affect him. Let's say you find a problem. Then his whole family's affected. They weren't Mochel. So maybe it's not Nitzel Mechila. He can't be Mochel. Oh yeah, check, I'm fine. So you can't. So it's not nita l'machila. So the efshar says the chazanish lo nemar ela biyadua diimsu upsulu machas yechru. Maybe the only time you're allowed to check is really where you have a hunch that you're probably going to find the psulim. Aval mishpacha shemachaskas kashrus lo chashinish diimsu b'psul. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The only time when you are not allowed to reveal is a case where you might find the psulim. Aval mishpacha where is a total cheskas kashrus, then you're not kosher that you're going to find any problem. So it's just like extra security. Maybe it's just the opposite. In a case where you're really worried, then you're not allowed to check. where it's totally fine, where you're not assuming anything, then no problem. We'll check anyway. Then he says, the Odi Shlomar, maybe it's better to check in the Mutav Lobotim Liachson, even though there's a Shash Rachok, but maybe in general when you're getting married. But the when does it say you're not allowed to be Megala? Only by a Chacham. If a Chacham himself knows something, he can't go for no reason. If you're marrying somebody, says the Chazon Ish, you're allowed to check. But Stam to spread news about another family, maybe that's the difference. That's the Chazon Ish's possibilities. Either you know or you don't know, versus a Chacham, versus you're getting married. That's Simon Aleph, Os Lamed Beis. Continuing. If you find any of the forefathers of this girl was a Shote Rabbin, we're going to see that somebody worked on a lower Sanhedrin, like a Sanhedrin of three, Dini Mamanus, or Gabbait Staka, or somebody was a Gabbait Staka, Masiyim Lekahuna. Then, of course, automatically also, they're allowed to get married. We'll see why. You don't have to do any more checks. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afmishu Chasam Aid, Ba'arki Yishana Shatsipori. Also, anybody who was signed as an aid in the old Sanhedrin, courts of Sipori. Right, Sipori is one of the stops that the Sanhedrin made after the Churban Abayis. They were in Yavne first, and then they went to Usha, and then they went to, they were in Usha beforehand, and then they went to, Tzipori was one of the stops up north, because they were hiding out when the Romans wanted to be Mevatel Sanhedrin. So in the time of Tzipori, so that's when the only accepted witnesses who were very miyuchas. Even somebody who was signed up in the Astrati Shamelach, we'll see in David Melech's army. We'll see what that means, because also there were only miyuchasim there. Gemara. So, why do you only have to check a woman's mother's and not a woman's father's? Why? So, Nashi, you know why? Because women, when women get into fights, they insult each other by saying that the other woman was an erva or did something wrong. So, they don't focus on the woman's family. So the im isa the ikam milsa, and if there was something wrong with the yichus lo isle kala, it wouldn't have gotten public yet. But gavri men the chiminsi b'hadi adadi b'yuchsenu deminsi, when men fight that they insult each other with you know where you come from. I mean, so then im isa the ikam milsa isle kala, if there's something wrong, it would have been become public. So the nami tibla webdi day, the obvious question: why does only the chassan have to check the kala's family? Why shouldn't the kala have to check the chassan's family? So Messiah Leila Rav, Dam Rav Yudam Rav, Lo Chuzrik Shiras, Dan Asil Psulun. No, the answer is because there's no Issa for the woman. Even if a woman's marrying a Pusul, so Rav says it's not a problem. It's not a problem. So that's why it is okay. And that's what Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes that just like the Torah holds this, the Rabbanan followed suit. The Rabbanan didn't make any extra Xeris. Rav Adam Rav Ava quotes, Tni Dalani Moshein Shtemisrei. He has a Brisa that says four that are 12. But four that are 16. So what's going on here with all these women? Bish the mother of Adar Brava. So according to Adar Brava, who says two that are four that are 12. I understand how that could work with our Mishnah. Why? Mukim level of Bas Yisrael. So it's by Levi and Bas Yisrael where you add on four. So it's really four that are 12. Ela Masisa name a pliga. But what about the other brides that says four that are 16? How does 16 connect to 8? So lo my od achas zug achas. When it says you have to add on one to the Levi and Bas Yisrael, it means another pair of women. So two each, which means another eight. And therefore, that could be what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah Brisa could fit together. There's the 60. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Amar Rabbi Zudiv Rabbi Meir. Our whole Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim. The Chachamim say, Kol Shemishpachos Bechazkos Sheres Yinomdos. Bizman Hazeh. And afterwards, you don't have to do any checks. You assume that the it's a yes, that you know there's no... Now, there's no specific problems that you know of. So you talk a little bit to the girl, but you don't have to do any all of these background checks, because there's always a cheskas kashrus. Any, that's really true. V'yamar Rav Chaim Bar Gur Yamar Rav, Mishnah say, nu kishakore alav irer. 1 minute. Rav Chaim Bar Gur says that our Mishnah is a case where there's a problem. Kar alav irer, there's a rumor about the family. So how could the Chacham say you don't have to check? So my answer is, Banda Masiha la Masiha. You're right. These two statements are mutually exclusive. The one who says that the Mishnah is a case where there was a problem does not say that the Chacham would say in that case that you don't have to check. So they're mutually exclusive. If you say the Chacham say you don't have to check, it means a case where there was no irer. Ika da Amre, or a different version of this same thing. Amar Vida Marav Zudiver Ber Meir. The Chacham Kol Mishpachas Bechazas Kashrus Enohem Heinomdos. Same statement. The Chacham say they're all Bechazas Kashrus. And then Amar Chacham Bar Gur Yamar Rav Im Karela Virer Tzorach L'Dachachareha as a statement. If there is a rumor at a family, then bedika must be done. There must be a check done. Period. And both can remember Be'echol Amala. We don't do any checks once you see in her lineage that one of her parents, one of her fathers worked on the mizbeach. You don't have to do any more checks. My time, ilav debat kuha lo havi maskile. If the Sanhedrin, right, the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Hagazis, they sit there and every day they check out new kohanim that are coming to do the avodah for the first time. So they check him out. So if they wouldn't have checked him out that he was had a kosher yichus, they wouldn't have let him do the avodah. Lo havi maskile. Tosas brings in here that besides the mizbeach, there are other cases that you might have thought. Why not say that by a shtar, you don't allow someone to sign on a shtar unless he's miyuchas. So why don't you say, ebokim in shtar solomala? Tosas asks on top. So Tosas says, no, so maybe that's just like edus. So there's no extra rebuy. The Mishnah already says edus, so there's nothing new from that. He says, what about from Nesias Kapayim? You see the duchen of the base of Mikdash. What about the duchening in shul? Why don't you say, if you see a kohen duchening in shul, it must be he has great yichus. Right, so why don't you do that? So the Torah says again, the Gamze Inner Abusa, Kim Dol Shayach Al Bakohanim. Now again, you don't want to say something specifically that brings Chasmas Kashrus to a Kohen. The others, in both of them, the Mizbeach Ol Mala, includes even non Kohanim. What do you mean? What kind of Avoda? The Avodas that are kosher by Yisraelim. Like Shchita, Shchita's Ksher Benashim, and Avadim, right? So that's what Shchita and Hefshit. And skinning the animal. So you see, there too, those are kosher by other avodos. So that's why I wanted to say something that was Bukuliyam. Interesting, in Yoni Chanukah, got to mention something about Chanukah today, there's a big discussion that the Rambam Paskins, like the Mad, that a czar is allowed to be Madlik Veneros. Right? A czar allowed to be Madlik Veneros in the Beis HaMikdash. But the question is, Hadzlaka Osa Mitzvah, we Paskin. And halakha is a mitzvah. What does that mean? Yoni Chanukah, that you have to light it in the place where it's going to be. So a czar is not allowed to go into the heichal. So how could a czar? How could the Rambam say a czar is not allowed to light the menorah? He's only has to stay outside. So one of the achronim say, it means he has a very long match. Very long match. He's all the way in there, and he has a very long stick, and he's lighting. So Reb Chaim has a whole piece on. I'm sorry.
Where the workers used to hang them in.
Right. Very long. So again, you look at Reb Chaim there. We'll mention it tomorrow, maybe. But how you work that out. Well, I'm going to duchen l'mala, continuing. So if you see one of her family, Levium, singing, so you don't have to check either. My duchen l'mala. My time out, Amar Mar, Sheshama Yoshim Yachzik Kudim Yachzik Levium. Right, because the Sanhedrin wore Miyachis, the Kohanim, and the Levium. Well, I'm Sanhedrin l'mala. If you see somebody in the Sanhedrin, you also don't have to check. My time out. Why? The Tani Rav Yosef, Kishim Shebezim Menukin Betzedek. Just like the Bezdin is clean from in righteousness, kach manukim mikol mum. So too, the Sanhedrin does not have any blemishes, any mum. Amar Marimer Mikra, what's the pasuk? Kulech yafar rayasi umum meinbach. Right, they're all beautiful, referring to the Sanhedrin. Umum meinbach, they don't have any mumen. Veima mumam mamish. Maybe it means not yichus only, but maybe it means maybe it only means physical blemishes. Physical blemishes. Amar Avacha bar Yaakov. Amar Krav is yatzu shami mach imach b'dom lecha. No, it's referring by. A Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, appoint other judges with you. They'll stand with you, meaning he's like you, but don't mean miyuch, meaning miyuchas like you. Miyuchas like you. Moshe Rabbeinu was miyuchas. Right? Well, who were his parents? His parents were, was a relationship that later became Nassar. Right? Amram and Yocheved was a nephew and an aunt. Right? Uncle and niece are allowed to marry each other, but nephew and aunt can't. So, but he was considered miyuchas because that was mutter at the time. That was mutter at the time. The delon yishem shchina. Maybe it means b'shem shchina and not dafka yichus. They're just like Moshe Rabbeinu had that shoraz shchina with him. So to everyone else. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Krav, v'hakam yelacham anasu itcha. B'tom lecha. Again, itcha, an extra lashon, means they have to be like you. They have to be miyuchas. Right. So the Gemara here though says includes that a dayan has to be a blimum. Of yichus b'liya other mumin. So that's what the Rambam quotes us. Kishen shevezim menukin b'tzedek kach tzrichan liyos menukin mikol mumi aguf. But a Kohen can't have someone in Sanhedrin cannot have a mum aguf. V'zorach lish tadel v'livdok u'lachape shiukulin ba'alei seva ba'alei koma ba'alei mara nevoni lachash. Rambam says they gotta have alamilus in Perek Beis of Vilchus Sanhedrin. V'shiyu yodim b'rov alashonos. Also find someone who knows most languages. Kadesh to Hey Sanhedrin, Shomas be a Maturgam. Shlote Sanhedrin, Shomas be a Maturgam. So they don't have to listen to the translator. Get people in Sanhedrin that know a lot of languages. It's a fascinating story, a one-liner, in the posthumous volume of the Igros Moshe that was put out a couple years ago. So the grandchildren wrote a 30-page Hagdama about Ramosha's life. So there, on page 34, they write in Simon Tuf Shin Lamites, right? 1979. Hayatzorech lak or kama mishinav. Haskin lo shinayim totavos. The dentist told him that he had to get dentures. So he got to take out the rest of his teeth and give him dentures. Who darash Ramosha darshin to that he asked them she yashiru befiv lafachos deyashinayim. You got to leave me at least two teeth. Why? So he won't be a psul like in Becharos of somebody who doesn't have any teeth. Because he wants to be on the mizbeach, he wants to be on the Sanhedrin. So Moshe didn't allow him to take out all of his teeth because he wanted to be on the Sanhedrin. So for Shaldavar, his barer that he could leave in four of his teeth, and therefore the Ramosha allowed it. You see, Ramosha. Ramosha knew, even though Ramosha was an anav mikaladam, he knew who he was. He knew he could be on the Sanhedrin, and he should be on the Sanhedrin. Okay. Anyone whose father was on the Abezdin of Dini Maminis. So the name of Dilom Mukminim Absulim, Mipsulim, we don't appoint anybody as apostle on a court of three. For a minimum, I call Chamel Dini Maminis and I call Chamel Dini Fashas. What do you mean? Anybody can judge Dini Maminis. There's lower standards. Avinaba, Hakola Suyamaiv, Amarava, Yudala Suyamamzer. Even a Mamzer can judge Dini Maminis. So you see, just because somebody judges Dini Maminis, he's a Shoter Harabim, it doesn't mean that He is a kosher. So I'm Rabbi of Yerushalayim. No, we're talking about the courts of three in Yerushalayim. They had a higher standard. Chaintani Rav Shimon Bar Zera B'Kiddusha Debei Levi B'Yerushalayim. Right, in Yerushalayim. What's Kiddusha Debei Levi? So you see on the side, it quotes that it means the Toseftas of Kiddushin that Levi, the Tana, was Masader. That's what it means. Kiddusha Debei Levi. Just like Rabbi Chaintani Roshia put together the Toseftas, or Levi put together his own Toseftas. Next, so Gabbai Tztaka Masi in my time up. So if she had a Gabbai Tztaka in her lineage, so also you can assume everybody's kosher. Why? My time up. Kiva de Mitsu Bahadi de Inshi, because everybody screams at the Gabbai Tztaka. Nobody wants to give the Tztaka. So if there was any psul about him, you would know about it. To Amar Mar, Memashkinal Tztaka, because if somebody says they're going to give Tztaka, so then the Shliach Bezdin and the Gabbai goes and takes a collateral from you until you give the Tztaka. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. Even on Erev Shabbos, they'll take it, meaning they're very upset. V'misa de'ika islei kala. And if there was any problem, there would definitely be a call. Right? So this Gemara sounds like that you forced to give tzedakah. That's a big sugya. Tosos of Baba Basra on Daf Chesam Abeis asks, 1 minute, the rule usually is that Besdin only forces for a Mrs. Asay that the reward is not written in the Torah. But if the reward is written in the Torah, Besdin doesn't force, because you know what? It's like a force yourself. You don't do the mitzvah, so you don't get the reward. That's a force itself. So by tztaka, it says that the reward is written in the Torah. So why is it that Bezin forces by tztaka? Stosos, there is four different answers why tztaka is different. Why do you force by tztaka even though it is matan schar b'tzida? The reward is written. So answer number one, Rabbeinu Tam there says maybe it doesn't mean force with hands, but just with words. Doesn't sound that way. It says mamashkinin. You take a collateral. Number one. Number two is maybe it's only a case where they accepted that you were allowed to force. The call accepted, you know, the Gabbai could force us. Number three, the re says, because there's not only an asay, there's a lav. L'sa'ameis is lavavcha. Whenever there's a lav involved, so that makes it different. It makes the asay stronger. And, okay, there's another answer there for shame the ritzva, but that's that. The ritva says here, Ritva says here, you know why you're allowed to force? Because by tztaka you hold amirasa legvarak and amirasa lehedyot. Right? It says just like by hektish. So right when you say you're going to give tztaka, it's finished. It's finished. You have to give the tztaka. It's just like giving to hektish, and just like you could force by hektish, so too you could force by tztaka. Weiter. Ush pizichna the Ravada Barava Giyorahavi, the host of Ravada was a ger. Vahavi kaminsi ihu Ravibi, Ravibi and him got into an argument. Mar Amar Anavinis Rusa Damasa. Once a guy says, I want to be the mayor of the city. Omar Sava Amar Anavinis Ru Damasa. I want to be the mayor of the city. Also, the Kamdir of Yosef Amar Lahu, the king in front of Yosef, Yosef says, Tanina, Somta Sera Malacha Malach Mikarvachecha. Any position of srara, of power, has to be mikervachecha, from amongst your brothers. It's got to be from your brothers, meaning a ger is not allowed to have a position of authority in a community. So sorry, he says to the host. So Amalei Ravada Rava, so Ravada Rava pipes in. 1 minute, the Fila Imam Yisrael, but his mother's Jewish. Only his father's a ger, his mother's Jewish. So Amalei Imam Yisrael, that's true? Mikervachecha Kirinabe. Oh, then it's okay. Then I didn't know. So Hilkach, right, therefore, they made a pshara. Rabbi, the guy of Rabbi who lied to Mila Dishmaya. Rabbi, who was a big rav, so he took all care of all spiritual matters in the city. Rashi quotes that he was the Gabbai Tztaka, and he took care of the aliyahs and the haftoris. He was the Gabbai. And the other one, the host, would took care of the physical matters, the gashmias matters of the city. You know what you see from here? Anybody who hosts a great rabbi, so should host one like Rada Barava, it's going to fight for him. It's going to fight for him. You see, he fought for his host. Rabbi Zera Mataba Bahu, Rabbi Zera used to be Matapel with Gerim and helped them out. Rabbi Ravu and Mataba Bahu also. The Ma'arava, Afilu Reish Kuri Lo Mukmi Minayu, in the Ma'arava in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't even appoint him as controller of Reish Kuri, a little bit, a certain amount of produce. Benardo, Afilu Reish Gargusa Lo Mukmi Minayu. Meaning they didn't give him authority at all. Rav Moshe has a Shuva, and Rav Yashav also talks about this, also in that same Chelek. In Chelek Ches, Simon Chaf Aleph, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, sorry, chavav, yardei chavav, kideger be a rosh yeshiva. Kideger be a rosh yeshiva of a yeshiva. So, he goes through all the makoros about Sarara, he quotes our Gemara, and he goes, can you prove it from Shmaya Naftalion? Shmaya Naftalion, right, the head of the yeshiva. So he says, maybe not, maybe that was a rosh shah, but he says, Lamaisa, he says, Yesh Leida, he says, the mitzvah of Ahavta Mesager, and a rosh yeshiva, basically, if his job is basically to give shiurim and to inspire the masses, then it's no problem. That's not a position of authority. Maybe if he's also in charge of the books and fundraising and everything else, so maybe there that's more of a position. But if he's just a Rosh Yeshiva in terms of Torah, so then is that a problem? And even though he has certain abilities to make decisions of who gets into the yeshiva and acceptance, that's not considered a Sarara, and therefore Moshe allows in Simon Chavav a ger to be the Rosh Yeshiva. Okay, let's continue a little bit. Weiter. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afbishahaya Vachulu. My time, Daiki Machsimi. Also, somebody who signs in the courts of Sipori. Why? Because they're very Medaik in that court. What does it mean in Astratia Shamelech? Amar Vyudam Rashmo Bachaylo Shabbat David. Means in David's army. Whoever was in David's army was Miyuchas. Amar Vyossi Maikra. Where do you know that from? Bis Yachso Bisvan Bimelchama. The time am I? Why do they only take Miyuchsin? Amar Vyuda Amarav Kadesh Dez Chusan Vizchus Avosa Misayatan. So that they have their own schus and the schus of their forefathers to help them out. Vyoiket Selek Ha'amoni. Right? Aye. My love Dasim Yamon. Doesn't mean he came from Amon. It was in David's army. Lo, Yasim Yamon. He lived in Amon. Doesn't mean he was an Ammonite. Vyoika Uriah Achiti. Uriah. Famous Uriah, Bathsheba's husband. So my love the Asim Mechais. Lo, Yasim Mechais. He was also Jewish. He just came from Chais. Vyoika Itai Agiti. Vyoika Machinami, Yasim Agat. What about Itai Agiti? And if you want to say he lived in Gat, Vahamar of Nachman, Itai Agiti Bo Batzla. No. Itai Agiti was able to be Mevatel of Odazara. Only a non Jew can do that. A Jew cannot be Mavadal Avodazar. So, also, Amar Vidam Arav, Arav Mezi Yadam Hailo David, David and Melech had 400 children, Vekulam Bnei Yifas Toah Ayu. 400 children of Yifas Toah that he took at war. With Machlokas, where the Tamar was one of them. Vekulam Mistabrim Kumi, they all had these fancy haircuts, Umagadam Bluria Sayo, they had long hair, Vekulam Yoshe Bekronia Shalzov, they all sat in golden wagons, Vimahalch and Brashi Gaisos, they went to the head of the armies. The Hainain Baliya Grofin Shal Beis David. These were the strongmen of David. So you see, there were these people that were fast towers in David's army. So obviously, they didn't have good yichus. So my answer is the Azli Levuusi Ba'alma. Those weren't the soldiers, really. They went in front of the soldiers to scare everybody. And then they left. But the real soldiers were the ones that had yichus. Okay, so tomorrow we are going to start with a discussion of long hair for a man. You know, when is long hair? What are the potential problems with long hair for a man? Is there an issue of begadisha? Is there a problem with tefillin? Is there a problem with v'chukosayim lo seilechu? So that, Hashem, we'll start with tomorrow. And then tomorrow's also Isser Chalal Isser, Isser Mosif, Isser Kolel. Other issues come up. Okay, Hashem, we'll stop here.